So what are some of the main problems being faced by people living in severe poverty?
Everybody we've spoken to have told us that, you know, they want their kids to eat healthy, they want them to eat like good, you know, fruit and veg, but actually it's too expensive and they can't afford that. So I think food is actually quite a critical factor. We've even had some parents who have said they skip meals themselves to ensure their children have plenty to eat.
What effect has the recession had on people living in these conditions?
Obviously the recession has hit everybody, but I think obviously for those living in severe poverty, they're the ones that have most to lose. They were poor beforehand and now the recession has hit and now they're really beginning to struggle. The cost of living is going up and welfare cuts are going to happen, so they're really going to struggle.
Poverty levels have come down, so why is this and what can we expect now?
That was largely due to the previous government's measures that they had put in. So we know that it can be done. So we have yet to see the figures for 2009, 2010. Obviously, that will show us the real impact of the recession. So we only expect the numbers to rise.
What level of income are we looking at for these families?
For a family of four, you're looking at about £12,000 a year. That's for everything. When you first hear that number, it does probably sound quite a lot, but you break that down month by month and then week by week, and actually what you find out is that they're actually living on about £20 a day. And that's for everything. That's for bills, for council tax, water rate. And then you get into like the day-to-day necessities, clothes and food. That money rapidly disappears.
How will children living in poverty now in 2011 be affected in the future?
It has a huge impact on their future. For children in severe poverty, they're going to be socially and academically kind of left out, really. It may seem like small things, like being able to take part in after school activity, being able to have friends over, but actually it means that you're going to be really isolated.
Will families see a knock-on effect and pass the poverty down to their children?
Previous research has shown that that there's a cycle to poverty, so if your parents have kind of grown up in poverty, then you're more likely to as well. You start to you'll have lower aspirations, you'll have lower achievement, have lower grades at school, and obviously you come out and you'll get a lower paid job and it kind of starts again.
How does poverty in the UK compare to the poverty that we see in third world countries?
I mean, obviously they're two very different situations. Places like Ethiopia and so on, those children are missing out. You know, they really are struggling to find food and the real basic necessities. However, those countries are a lot poorer and they have a lot more problems. However, you can't ignore what's happening in your own country. And we are a far richer country. The UK should really be ashamed of itself. I think we're the fifth wealthiest country in the world. And yet we still have 1.6 million children living in poverty. We are vastly richer. We shouldn't have this many children living in poverty.